From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Syrian army says it has taken over the entire city of Aleppo. Rebels who had been occupying the eastern part of the city withdrew following a month-long Syrian army offensive. The announcement came hours after the last convoy of residents was reported leaving the city, the end of a week-long evacuation effort. Video purportedly showing two captured Turkish soldiers being burned to death was released by the Islamic State group in Syria on Thursday. The site intelligence group, which monitors militant groups online, said the Aleppo province of the Islamic State in Syria released a video showing two Turkish army soldiers being taken from a cage, bound in chains, and burned alive. Police in Australia say several people allegedly planning a series of bomb attacks in Melbourne on Christmas Day have been arrested. Victoria Police Chief Commissioner Graham Ashton said the five suspects were self-radicalized and inspired by the Islamic State propaganda. Egypt has asked the United Nations to indefinitely postpone a vote on a resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlement building in Palestinian territories. The UN Security Council had scheduled a meeting Thursday to vote on the resolution, which would also declare that existing settlements have no legal validity and are a violation of international law. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby would not say where his government stands on the resolution.
Obviously, I'm not going to preview, nor would we preview our views or our votes in advance of Security Council resolutions being voted on.
There were reports Thursday that the U.S. had been planning to abstain in the vote. This is VOA News.